I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Governor Nathan Deal says Piedmont Healthcare and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Georgia have a handshake agreement that will prevent an interruption in coverage for more than a half million Georgians. The governor had given Piedmont and Blue Cross until Tuesday to resolve their dispute or face executive action. According to Piedmont, the agreement extends the previously expired contract until the end of May. The new contract will kick in on July 1st. Tuition rates at Georgia's public colleges will hold steady for the next academic year. The State Board of Regents voted Tuesday not to increase tuition for 2018-2019. University System Chancellor Steve Wrigley says the board recognizes a, quote, critical need to keep our institutions affordable. The board did agree to allow 9 schools to make limited fee increases for full-time undergraduates paying in-state tuition. The University System of Georgia says it has kept tuition hikes to an average of 1.8% annually over the last 5 years. Former Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed has been named in a subpoena in connection with the ongoing City Hall bribery scandal. According to the AJC, investigators are seeking city-issued credit card statements and other information related to taxpayer reimbursements during his time in office. Former Reed staff members Mitzi Beckers and Evelyn Katrina Taylor Parks have also been ordered to turn over documents regarding their use of city purchasing cards. Reed's brother, Tracy Reed, is named in the subpoena as well. All 4 will appear in front of a U.S. District Court grand jury on May 8th. Meanwhile, Atlanta's former chief purchasing officer begins serving his 27-month prison sentence today. Adam Smith admitted to taking at least $30,000 in bribe payments from a city vendor, a graduate of Yale, Morehouse, and Georgetown. Smith served as Atlanta's top purchasing officer for 14 years. He begins his sentence at a federal facility in North Carolina for inmates with special medical needs. And a Georgia inmate has pleaded not guilty to killing 2 prison guards during a 2017 escape. Donnie Rowe's defense attorney said the inmate would plead guilty if the prosecution agreed not to pursue the death penalty. However, District Attorney Stephen Bradley says execution is, quote, the only just solution. Rowe is facing 2 counts each of felony murder and malice murder. He and fellow inmate Ricky DeBose are charged with killing 2 guards while escaping from a prison transfer bus southeast of Atlanta last June. And a Georgia boy who was 15 when he walked out of his high school and disappeared 2 years ago has been found. And Spalding County sheriffs say all indications are that he's been happy and thriving. The sheriff says Aubrey Jace Carroll, now 17, has been living under an alias as a barterer, using only cash to travel the western United States. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.